It's been 1 year since the death of 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell by Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer Randall Carrick. Carrick fired his gun at Farrell a dozen times in September of 2013 and hit him 10 times. The vigil was organized by the local chapter of the NAACP. Five faith leaders offered prayers for Farrell and his family, and participants held up glow sticks in place of candles on a rainy night. The vigil was held next to a memorial for fallen police officers. Reverend Kojo Nontambu says the location for the vigil was appropriate.
Our fallen law enforcement officers represent us, and we should honor anyone who worked for us and represent us as long as they protect and defend us. But the problem is too many of those that they kill are never honored. Instead of being honored and memorialized, they are vilified and criminalized. And what happens is we forget them so soon.
CMPD Officer Randall Carrick was responding to a report of an early morning break-in. But Jonathan Farrell was seeking help after wrecking his car. His family believes he was racially profiled. Farrell was black and Carrick is white. During the vigil, community organizer Bree Newsom spoke about how the incident reminded her of the shooting of Michael Brown last month in Ferguson, Missouri.
Our whole lives are about dodging bars and bullets, and even if you make it into college like Jonathan did, you can still end up gunned down by the cops. Our whole lives are about walking around like this.
Hands up.
Hands up.
Don't shoot.
Our whole lives are about walking around like this with our hands up, trying to prove that we're not criminals, trying to prove that we have a right to live.
At the vigil, State Representative Rodney Moore said he'd be introducing a bill in the General Assembly next year to combat racial profiling. And activists say they are pushing for more reforms to the Citizens Review Board. Jabril Huff says Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Rodney Monroe met with him and members of the NAACP on Friday.
At least we have a chief here, unlike Ferguson, that's willing to see and recognize there are problems underneath him and willing to make changes.
CMPD charged Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the shooting. He was indicted by a Mecklenburg County grand jury in late January. The criminal case is still in the discovery phase, and the civil lawsuit against the city, county, and Officer Carrick is on hold until the criminal case wraps up. For WFAE News, I'm Thasneem Shamma in Charlotte.